As after a long delay with Purim and Pesach and breaks, we're back to mitzvos, and we're up to 6:11. So 6:11, I'm quoting from Devarim, chapter 28, verse 9, Chavches Tes. It says, Yikimcha Hashem lol am kadosh, kasher nishbalach. Hashem will lift you up to be a holy nation as He swore to you. Kisishmor as mitzvos Hashem lokecha, when you guard the mitzvos of Hashem your God, you should walk in His ways. So these words, Velach Tabidrachav, are very loaded words. It's only two words. But this constitutes the mitzvah of basically of acting with good midos, derech eretz, proper character traits. If you're to be asked, now where does the Torah tell, where is there a mitzvah that you must act with proper midos? They should have derech eretz. It sounds like a funny question. It seems obvious to us. The Torah wants us to be good people. No, honest people. But where is that mitzvah found? It's these words. V'lach tabidrachav. This is the mitzvah. These are the words that that we see, meaning that you follow Hashem's ways. Hashem's ways are just. They're kind. They're merciful. They're compassionate. Hashem does tzedakah. Hashem takes care of those who are needy and downtrodden. Hashem has control over what He does. And we should be in that same way. We should follow in Hashem's ways, Hashem's midos, and act in that manner. The Sefer HaChinuch, he says that the goal of this mitzvah is that all of our deeds should be done by Derech HaYosher, in the straight path, the Atov, and the good path, B'chol Kochenu, to the best of our ability. I mean, this is very different than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, for instance, if I'm told, okay, I should blow shofar, I should eat matzah. So I take the matzah, I eat it. If you're told, okay, be nice, be compassionate, be patient. There's no specific action I'm being told to do. It's a character trait. It's a midah. So the mitzvah it's not, you know, any specific action, any defined action. It's more the fact that in our lives we are developing ourselves to be people who are in control of our emotions, control of our attitudes, control of our reactions, and developing in ourselves compassion and mercy, etc., all these good traits. But it's more of a lifelong task rather than a specific action we're being prescribed to do. Because there is no action you can do specifically, it's more developing those inner traits. That's the goal. You can act compassionately, but to become compassionate is much, much more difficult. You have to become compassionate. You have to become merciful. You have to become kind. And that takes that's a lifetime of work and thought and action. It all has to come together to change you. So that's what it means, v'lach tabidrachav. The ways you're supposed to walk in are Hashem's ways. And I think it's important just to focus on those words for a second. The mitzvah is actually expressed that you should walk in Hashem's ways. And what I would ask is that, you know, when we say be a good person, have good character, those words historically, those words in society nowadays are sort of vague. You know, based on where you are, who you are, when you're living, where you're living, who's around you. Definition of good changes. Definition of nice changes. Definition of kindness changes. Definition of patience can change. All these things are flexible. No, they're not clear. So the Torah says no. We have to define. The way you define what is good, what is right, what is straight is the ways you see Hashem acting. Hashem is good. Hashem is straight. Hashem is righteous, and therefore we follow in those ways. If we do as Hashem does. That's the way we know that we're acting in a good way. So the Torah actually expresses the mitzvah of Velach Tabidrachav, the walk in Hashem's ways, because it gives you a very clear definition of what your goal is in terms of character, in terms of your midos. There's another pasuk as well, which is cited for the same mitzvah. It's the same concept, Aleches b'chol drachav, to go in all of Hashem's ways. And it's the same concept. Both times where the rabbis cite that we have a mitzvah to act with proper midos and derech eretz, it's always emulating Hashem's traits, emulating Hashem's ways that He acts. So this is where the source of derech eretz, the source of good midos, source of developing proper character. I think the best place to go to understand this better is the Rambam. So what we'll do today is learn some Rambam with you. And the Rambam, in his Mishnah Torah, has an entire book called Hilchos Deos. Hilchos Deos, literally Dea translates as, and maybe we'll call it a mindset, or knowledge, you know, das is knowledge, deos are, you know, pieces of knowledge. But the Rambam, he refers to what we call midos, he calls them deos. When the Rambam talks about deos, it means midos. And the reason for that is very simple, but when you learn the Rambam, you'll see this. But the Rambam constantly discusses, and the reality is, midos are not just, you know, whatever I do, whatever my emotions tell me to, however I react, that's it. We have to develop control over midos. And midos are all about my mind determining and regulating my reactions, my feelings, my emotions. There's time where compassion is appropriate and time where it's not appropriate. There's time where patience is appropriate and times where patience is not appropriate. There's times where anger is appropriate, times where anger is not appropriate. There are times where each mida does have its place, so the goal always is to regulate when that is. That's deos, that's your mind involved. You have to have your intellect say, oh, this is the time where compassion is right. This time where compassion is not right. For instance, in the Shol HaMelech, you know, King Saul, he was given the task to eliminate the nation of Amalek. So, and that's the mitzvah in the Torah, that the Jewish king is supposed to come and eliminate the entire nation, man, woman, and child. Shaul goes, and he wages the war against Amalek. He kills everybody besides King Agag, the king. It says he had compassion upon the king. So the Navi Shmuel comes to him and berates him and tells him he did the wrong thing. Because of this, you've lost your right to the kingship. And he ousts him, basically, and his family from being the continual dynasty of Klal Yisrael. Why? He was compassionate. Being compassionate is right. The answer is, well, when you're compassionate in a place where compassion is not proper, that's wrong. It's not that compassion is always good. Compassion is good where it's good. But if you're not regulating when is compassion correct and when should I be tough, well, it's the same thing, you know, it comes to, let's say, to parenting, disciplining a kid in school. Teachers can be tough or they can be lenient. They can be strict. They can be very compassionate. And the best teacher is the one who knows when to be strict and when to be compassionate. A teacher is always strict to lose some kids. Teachers are very lax to lose some kids. Teachers have to know, okay, sometimes I have to be very strict and tough, and sometimes I have to be very loose and relaxed. And to know when that should occur, that's deos. So midos, the world of midos is all about regulating those midos and knowing exactly when to apply certain midos, when not to apply certain midos. So that's when the Rambam says hilchos deos, is because the midos really should be determined by the das, by the mind, by the intellect, as to when midos should apply. So let's that's when hilchos deos, we'll learn through it together and we'll discuss some of the Rambam's points. The Rambam opens up and he says, there are many, many deos in the world. The world consists of many, many midos, and every individual person has very different midos. I mean, naturally, each and every one of us have certain midos that are innate within. Zumashunamizu, each one is different and can be very, very distant from one another. Some people, he says, have a terrible temper. Some people are very, very settled, impatient, easygoing, and never get angry. And if he gets angry, it'll be one time in many years. Some people are very arrogant, and some are very, very humble. Some people are big bali taiva, they follow after physical desire, and they have to satiate themselves, and some people are able to, you know, very easily hold back, moderate, and not give in to desire. These are midos. Some people are, you know, they want power, they want money, they want fame, and some people, that's not a drive they have. Nothing to do with religion, just it's not one of their drives. It's just a natural trait in a person. Some people are willing to get by in very little, and they're happy with that. And some people need a lot. Some people don't need a lot, and some people do. Big appetite, small appetite. Some people are very naturally, you know, very, very stingy with their money. And some people are naturally not so stingy with their money. And, you know, whether it be for stock or for their own needs, but they'll just spend money as it comes. Now I look at some of my kids, they save every penny, and some of my kids spend every penny they get the second they get it. It's, you know, it's just a natural trait in some people. It's the way that they approach their money. So there's so many different ways that people can react and act, and these are all traits that are within a person. So we're not saying good, bad, we're not saying what should be done, but the Rambam is just pointing out to us that midos are plentiful. There's many, many midos in a person, and we have to understand that each one has to be understood, defined, and used appropriately. And every mida is going to have its extremes and then its middle ground. You can be very stingy, you can be very, very, you can spend a lot, or you could be somewhere in the middle. Right? Every mida has that. You could have a big temper, you could be very, very relaxed and easygoing, or you could be somewhere in the middle where you get angry sometimes, relax sometimes. Midos have their extremes and they have their balance. That's how midos work. Some midos a person has naturally from birth. Talk about nature versus nurture. Right? So some are by nature. And some midos we develop within. as life goes on. You know, the midos can change in some ways. Some midos you learn from others. Some midos you work on yourself to develop. Some midos come from society around. Some you learn from a teacher. Some you learn from parents. Some you learn from experience. I mean, midos can come to you in so many different ways. So before we discuss what to do with our midos, but the Rambam is just teaching us to understand where midos come from and what they are. Next, the Rambam says, the extremes are never good. This is a very, very famous idea of the Rambam and very important for us. The Rambam says that the two extremes of any mida are never a good thing, and a person should never act with these extremes and not teach himself these extremes. And we find that naturally we are predisposed towards an extreme, or we learned an extreme from society around or from elsewhere, and that became part of the way that we act. We should do whatever we can to come back, to swing the pendulum backwards to the Derech HaYashar, the middle ground.
Shvila Zahav.
Shvila Zahav, yes, the golden path in the middle. The Rambam here calls it HaDerech HaYashara, the straight path. Okay. And we describe the straight path, you know, straight means that there's two ways I could veer off to, and I'm going straight. So you're kind of staying in the middle. If you veer off to one side, then you're not going straight anymore. So that's the idea of the straight path. And then the Rambam says a very, very famous quote, HaDerech HaYashara hi mida beinanis shebechol dei avadeh. So the straight path is the middle mida, you know, the balanced mida when it comes to every single mida. And that's the one which is equal distant from both extremes. So the Rambam says that's where a person should be typically. That's important to note, and he'll note it later on, that when you say you're in the middle, it doesn't always mean that, okay, my anger, I partially get angry, you know, I spend some and I save some. It means that you're in control and you know when to spend and when to save. You know when to get angry and when to be patient. Like we said before, when to be compassionate and when to be tough. You know that. So the middle ground is not just that I'm always like sort of just like, you know, wishy-washy, you know, 50-50. That's not the middle ground. The middle ground is that I'm in control. And I'm in control. I have within me both midos to utilize. And that's really the goal we're always going towards. So that's this middle path of the Rambam. The Rambam then says, therefore, the Sivul Chacham, the sages have commanded us, She Adam Sham De Osav Tamid, a person that always has to assess their midos, Umesharosam, and you should weigh them, and you should direct them towards the middle path, and that creates a perfection in a person. So, and that's our goal. So to go in Hashem's ways, we know what the midos are. And our goal is to always weigh the midos, weigh the options, weigh the sides, and then use that to go towards the middle. And I give some examples. A person shouldn't be a baal chima. You shouldn't be someone who's very quick to anger. Noach lichos, who's easy to anger. But also, lo kamesh she'enu margish. You shouldn't be like someone who's like a dead person who can't feel anything. Because some people don't get angry because they're insensitive. Meaning non-sensitive in the way that we say, like, I'm mean, but insensitive in the way I just, you know, nothing bothers me. Well, that's things should bother us. I mean, things that are wrong, things that deserve anger should bother us. So really, what deserves anger should bother you, but then you should decide, should I get angry here or not? Now there's, I guess to go off one second, I sort of on a side point, but an important point. You know, in modern society, so, you know, we're very much trained, you know, sort of live and let live. Let people do what they want. As long as it doesn't impact you, everyone should do as they please. You know, tolerance, etc. Which is a good mida in some sense. But there's two questions. If it's wrong, does it bother me? If it bothers me, how do I react? Things that Torah says are wrong, we always have to label as wrong. I can't say it's right. How do I react? Okay, that I have to be, use my seichel, be even keeled, you know, make a decision how to react to it. But I can't say it's okay. So if I say, well, I don't care, I'm not reacting, I live and let live because I don't care what you do. Well, that's being cruel, and that's also denying truth. Because we understand as Jews, there's right and there's wrong. People's actions do matter, and things that are wrong, according to the Torah, should bother me. Also, if it's a person I care about, I'll say live and let live. Yeah, but I care about you. You know, if you were about to drink a cup of poison, I would stop you. So if you're doing wrong is wrong based on Torah ideology, I care about you, it should bother me. So I can't be eno margish, I don't feel it. The question always is, well, how do I react to it? So how you react to something has to be done in a rational way that makes sense. So in modern society, if we were to lash out every person who violated the Torah, so that would be counterproductive, it would be silly. It wouldn't make any sense. We wouldn't accomplish anything with it. It would create chilul Hashem, it would create ill will towards Jews, and it would be a bad move. But it doesn't mean it shouldn't bother me. If someone has a neighbor who doesn't keep Shabbos, so it should bother us because it's a Jew not keeping Shabbos. It should bother us. It should. Because we're Jews, we value Shabbos, we understand that Hashem wants out of us, and this Jew's not keeping Shabbos. Now, if I were to go and start throwing stones at the person, that would be a foolish reaction, and that wouldn't accomplish anything. So even though I'm bothered by it, I have to know what's the right way to react, and that's why I use my deos. I have to use my mind and say, okay, this bothers me. If I get angry, I scream, that's not going to be good. If I do nothing, maybe that's the right thing sometimes, but that's also not going to help anybody. Maybe there's a way that there's a reaction I can take that'll be productive.
Invite them for Shabbos.
Invite them for Shabbos. Wish them good Shabbos. Bring over a kugel. You know, things like that. That's in our day and age, that's the best way to do these types of things. But the Rambam is saying, so if someone just gets angry automatically whenever something bothers them, so then that person loses control, that person causes damage to themselves and to others around. If nothing bothers you, then you're missing the boat. So it's a matter of having that balance, that things bother me, but I'm able to have self-control in terms of my anger and know how to react in a proper way. The Rambam then continues with that anger. He says, you shouldn't get angry except for if it's a major thing that is worthy of anger, meaning that something that should never be done again. If someone does something which is just so terrible, so extreme, and you have to get angry so they know what they did to you. So it could be anger is called for. It's possible that there's times where anger is called for, but it has to be an extreme situation. You give an example of a kid runs in the street, Chas v'Shalom. So the parents scream and yell at the kid. Because they did something that could have been, you know, very dangerous. You want them to know how serious the action was. So anger, sometimes if it's a very serious offense, anger is called for. He says that when it comes to the world of physical desire, we should not desire everything. Desire those things that the body needs. Things that are healthy for us physically, healthy for us psychologically, but we should desire, we try to train ourselves that we do desire things for our body, but things that are healthy. Someone with zero appetite will die. They will not take care of themselves. Somebody who has an appetite for everything will also become unhealthy and die because they're going to gain weight, cholesterol, you know, set blood pressure. Either way, it has to be that I want to have an appetite, but I have to be able to moderate the appetite for things that are good for me. When it comes to work, we talk about workaholics, people who work just too hard. His Rambam says, well, a person should have a drive to work. There should be a work ethic. You should put forth effort in your job. But your goal in your job is to make a livelihood for things that you need. If someone who devotes their entire lives to work and doesn't live life because they're always working, and they might accumulate plenty of money in the bank, but they don't use the money for anything because they're totally devoted to their job, that's also no good. So if someone who says, I'm not going to put any effort forth in work and I'm not going to worry about it, yes, you're going to lose your job, you're going to have no parnassah, so you're not going to be able to pay your bills. Someone who says, I'm going to put everything into my job and I'm a workaholic and I'll work day and night and you'll never see me, I'll be at the office till 4 a.m., but I'll make a big paycheck, well, then where's life? Now, why are you putting forth that effort just for that? It's a balance. It's to be able to say, you know, I'm going to work as much as needed, but I'm also going to make sure I make time for other things as well, and not fall into that cycle in a way which is going to pull me away from life. So that's the Rambam says about work. He says, when it comes to spending money, you shouldn't waste it. You should give tzedakah based on your income. You should be able to give out loans to those who need. But you should be, if you give too much tzedakah, it's called foolish. And if you don't give tzedakah, you're not doing your mitzvah. So you can't give too much tzedakah in a way which is going to be that you have the money for yourself. You also have to be sure that you do your mitzvah properly. A person shouldn't be too loose, meaning that, you know, you shouldn't always be joking around and making silly comments all the time. You shouldn't be too serious, because, you know, you have to be balanced. Sometimes people crack jokes at the wrong times. Sometimes you're in no mood to deal with somebody who's just being silly and they're driving you crazy. But some people are just so serious, you just can't you can't interact with them because everything's just like so serious and so strict. So Rambam says you should be joyful. He says be lost the place. Sameach koyamav benachas. You should be happy in a way which is benachas, is pleasant. Basir panim yafos, have a pleasant countenance, greet them pleasantly. But you shouldn't be too loose and too joking, and you shouldn't be too serious. And so too all deos. And this is the derech of chacham. This is the derech of those who are wise. And if someone is able to balance out those midos, that's called a chacham. That's a wise person. So there's a lot. There's wisdom involved in midos. So people often think midos are just, you know, instinct, reaction, emotion. It's not true. But part of it is because I have these predispositions towards things. But midos are also have a lot to do with the mind, and I have to be able to focus my mind on what's right, what's wrong, what's called for, what's not. If somebody is just a very serious person, they should learn a little bit how to be a little more loose. Somebody who is too loose should learn how to take moments seriously. But we have to be able to balance these things out. So skipping a little bit in the Rambam, moving forward to his next point. So he says, what's the training in midos? I mean, how do you train yourself in a way that you have proper midos? What do you do? Because we could say, I'm born this way. What do you want from me? I'm born this way. This is how I am. And, you know, it's very... And Rambam himself says it is very hard to change a mida. And certain things you can't uproot from your personality. There are certain midos that we have, and that's who we are. So our job is not to uproot them, but to learn how to regulate them, as I said before, to moderate them. So the Rambam says... What do you do? How do you accustom yourself to the right habits and midos? He says, Yasa v'yashana v'yashalish b'masim. You should do it once, do it twice, do three times actions. Based on the middle ground, and keep doing, repeating them again and again and again until it becomes easy for you. Human beings are a creature of habit. We can't train ourselves. No, a lot of people think I can't change. It's not true. We are able to train ourselves. People can be trained. If you can train a dog, you can train a person. You know, that's we can train ourselves. So,
and you can't train an old dog.
Yeah. So what we have to do is think about, okay, I feel that I am too much to extreme in Mita X. But I don't want to be there. It's not the right thing. So you should search out for yourself opportunities to exercise the opposite of that Mita. The proper way to react. If you do that again and again and again, at first it'll be hard. It's going to be a struggle within ourselves. But after a while, it becomes easier. Now, I always like to compare it to someone who's working out, someone lifting weights. So a person goes to lift, you know, a 50-pound weight. Initially, it's hard. You do that for a little while. That's easy. You go to 60, 70. You keep adding on more weight because each time it gets easier each time. Your body accustoms to it, adapts to it, and then you can add on more weight afterwards. So we're the same way in midos. Psychologically, we're the same way. That if we accustom ourselves to certain reactions, to certain emotions, certain feelings, we can train ourselves in those areas. It's possible. So the Rambam says, do it once, do it twice, do it three times. Even though you're fighting with yourself at those moments, and it's difficult, it will become easy for you. And it won't be hard anymore to stick to that mida. So at first there's a fight, but afterwards there's no more fight. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says further, so since these midos are all midos that Hashem is described as using, Hashem uses what he calls the derech habeninus, the middle ground. Hashem goes on the straight path, so we have to follow that middle ground. That's called derech Hashem. That's the way of Hashem, and this is what it says in the Torah that Avraham Avinu. It says that Avraham taught his children this path. It says ki yadati l'man asher tzaveh as derech Hashem. It says that the Hashem says that I made a relationship with Avraham because he passes on to the next generation the Derech Hashem. And the Derech Hashem means this middle ground of midos. And if you go on this path, it'll bring you goodness, it'll bring you blessing. As it says in the Pasuk, L'man havi Hashem al Avraham asher diber lav, that Hashem brought to Avraham all that he spoke about. So that's the end of the first chapter of Hilchos Deos in the Rambam. So the Rambam says further, an interesting point. He says, let's take an analogy for a second. If somebody has a physical illness, so sometimes it can throw off our senses. So someone could be sick, and they'll taste something which is sweet, it'll taste bitter. Taste something bitter, it'll taste sweet. Some people will have a desire or a craving for foods that aren't really edible. Again, because there's some sort of mental illness. So a person's going to desire, they want to eat some dirt, they want to eat some coals. And then they'll look at something which is edible, they'll look at bread or meat, and they won't desire it. It's all based on the illness the person has. So that's when it comes to physical illness. The Rambam says that there's also people who have, let's call it, illness within their emotions or their midos. I mean, nowadays there's a whole field of mental health, which I guess we could be referring to. But they will think a certain mida is good when it's really bad, and a certain mida is bad and it's really good. Just like a person could think a food is good when it's really bad, and think a bad food is really good. So people could prefer or run towards midos which are bad, and they'll think it's the right path, and they'll look at midos that are good, and they'll think it's the wrong path. It's a pasuk in the book of Yeshaya. It says, "Anashim alalu ha'omrim la'ra tov." Oy to those who say that bad is good, or tov ra, and that good is bad. Samim choshech la'or v'or l'choshech. They take darkness and make it light, and they take light and make it darkness. Samim mar la'masuk. They take bitter to make it sweet, and sweet to make it bitter. So that's leaving the path of Hashem. And this is called chulei hanefesh. This is considered an illness in a person. So you can have physical illness, you can have mental illness, you can have mida illness. And maybe it's part of mental illness, but people who think that this mida, which is really a terrible mida, is a good thing. It's not uncommon. So if you're sick, what do? You go to the doctor. And the doctor will prescribe to you how to cure your illness. So if you're sick in your midos, he says, what do? You go to chachamim, you go to wise people. You go to rabbis, you go to teachers, you go to mentors, because they are rofei nefashos, they're the ones who heal the soul. Doctors heal the body, and your teachers will heal the soul. V'rapu chol yom b'deos, and they will teach you to heal your illness by teaching you the proper path and what's right. Hamakir b'deos harosh, and if someone recognizes their bad midos, but doesn't go to the wise person to heal them, that person is foolish, and it says about that person, Musar Avilim Bazu, that somebody who is foolish or corrupt, they disgrace Musar. They don't want to be told what's right and wrong. But it's very important that, I mean, number one, a person who thinks that good is bad and bad is good, some of that person doesn't even know to go to the doctor. A person can be sick and not know about it, that's the most dangerous thing. You know, the most dangerous illness is that, you know, the fact that we feel pain is a chesed of Hashem, because then we know when to get treated. If a person is ill and doesn't feel the pain, that's the most dangerous situation. People, Rahman al-Islam, get cancers. They can be growing in them for years, and they don't even know because they don't feel anything. And then by the time that they sense it could be too late to treat, God forbid, because that's the most dangerous situation. Midos could be the same way. A person can have a bad mida, and they don't realize it's bad, and it grows and it festers within them for many, many years, and by the time they realize that it's a bad mida, it's extremely difficult to change because they've been living with it for 30 years. That's part of the problem. So he says, but the way you fix a mida is you want to go to somebody who can guide you in the world of midos. He says further, what's the cure? What's the medicine? So like we said before, Mishu Balchema, someone who, let's say, has a very bad temper, he should train himself that somebody hits him or curses him not to react at all. Because you want to swing the pendulum back in order to get to the middle again. So if I'm an extreme this way, Rama says go to the extreme the other way, and then eventually you end up in the middle. That's the goal. But it's a boot camp. You have to train yourself. There's a training session. And he gives other examples like that. And the Rambam says further, he says there are some midos that a person should not act with the middle ground, but you should go to an extreme. So even though we said in general extremes are bad, the Rambam lists a few midos here where the extremes are actually good. When are extremes good? So one he says is when it comes to arrogance. Gova lev. Arrogance is never good. You're never going to be arrogant. So it's not saying, I'm a little arrogant. You don't want to say that. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a little gaiva within. I don't want to confuse arrogance with being proud or confident. Pride is good. Confidence is good. Arrogance is bad. So the Rambam says, when it comes to arrogance, there's no such thing as the middle ground. It's best to be extremely humble. Yishfal ruach, tirucha nemucha lemod. You should be very, very lowly, very, very humble. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, one of our greatest human beings to ever live, he says he was anav ma'od. He was very, very humble. And the Rambam points out, the Torah doesn't say he was humble. The Torah says he's anav ma'od. He was very humble. Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very humble. So that's why we say in Pirkei Avos, it says, ma'od, ma'od, hevi shfal ruach. A person should be very, very humble. Because we see that the rabbis stress, the Torah stresses that humility is the right way to go. And then he goes ahead, I'm not going to get into it, he goes ahead and he speaks about how bad arrogance actually is. So one mira that you want to distance from totally is arrogance. And then he says, V'chein hakas, anger is a very bad mira. A person should go to extremes of extremely away from anger and teach yourself not to become angry, even if something that's worthy to be angry over. So even though we said before, there is a middle ground when it comes to anger, in terms of the directions of the Rambam, the best thing to do is stay far away from it. Now, I always like to clarify, there's a difference between getting angry and showing anger. Two separate things. Losing your temper, you never want to be a person who loses your temper. Losing your temper means I've lost control. Displaying anger at times, like I said, the kid running into the street, you want to display anger at that kid because the kid has to know how serious it was. You don't want to lose your temper. Losing your temper is bad, but to show that anger, Hashem shows anger also. V'chara af Hashem, we say. Hashem does get angry. He doesn't get angry, though. He just displays anger to us. Hashem doesn't have any emotions. Hashem isn't just losing temper. It's the temper. Hashem displays to us anger, so we know what we've done wrong. And that's what the Rambam says. If you want to display anger to your household or to the community, if you're a leader in the community, when it's necessary, he says, Yara atzmo bifneim shu koes. You should display yourself as if you're angry, but in yourself you should feel calm. I mean, anger itself should be a decision. And that's the point. And I'm deciding now to display anger. But anger shouldn't be a reaction. Anger's reaction is always bad, the Rambam says, but displaying anger when necessary is fine. And that's the Rambam's, you should be calm within and display anger on the outside to show your disapproval of what's happening. But you shouldn't have lost your temper. And then he says that, he talks about how bad anger actually is if someone loses anger. So his two traits, he says, to stay away from them to an extreme are gaiva, arrogance, and kas, and anger. Those two things, as if you go to the far extreme, humility and, you know, I guess being calm or being even keel, being patient, not falling prey to anger. The derech of tzaddikim, the way of tzaddikim, he says, is that even if they get embarrassed, they don't embarrass back. They might hear insults, and they're not going to respond. They remain calm. They don't let things get to them. Now, one of our greatest examples of that is David HaMelech. David HaMelech is walking with his whole royal entourage, and Shimi ben Gera comes out and curses him—a very, very insulting, embarrassing curse. And his David HaMelech's entourage, his assistants, say, "We're going to go and kill him. He's cursing the king." And David says, "No, leave him alone. You know, whatever he's doing is what Hashem wants him to do, and leave him alone." So David didn't react with anger off with his head. What a terrible person. He curses the king. Treason. It's in rebellion. He said, okay, whatever he does is fine. And he kept on walking. So that's always an important thing for us to know.
But he punished him very badly at the end.
At the end, yes. He asked his son Shlomo many years later to execute him, right, afterwards. But it's important. I think it's important to point that out because there's two points. He did rebel against the king. That warrants the death penalty. But David himself said, I'm not going to do it because that would be giving into my emotions. So in a court of law, he was liable to be killed because he rebelled against the king. So he let Shlomo take care of it. But in terms of his own reaction, I'm not going to react to it because I have to be in control of my emotions. So there's David as the person in control of his midos, and David as the king who's in control of the law. The law is the law, but my midos is my midos, and I have to separate the two. It's very important. One last point in the Rambam. The Rambam says, maybe you'll say, well, since there are certain midos that are very bad, I'm going to stay very, very far away from them. Now, we already said there's two midos that's true about. What are the other midos? We're going to say, well, kavod is bad. The person shouldn't desire honor. Taiva is bad. A person shouldn't have, shouldn't give into their physical drives. So maybe I'll go to the far extreme. I'm going to avoid meat and wine. I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to live in a nice house. I'm not going to wear nice clothing. I'll put on, I'll wear sackcloth, and I'll put on, rough, coarse wool, and I'll wear dirty clothing, and I'll eat very simple, bad food. Doesn't taste so good, because I'm going to go to an extreme away from all these bad mitos. I'm not going to accept any honor. No one can ever call me anything nice. If they do, I'm going to lash out at them, and etc. So Rambam says, you're a sinner. That's also called a chote. And the example of this is the Nazir. The Nazir is somebody who he just deprives himself for a month of wine, And the Torah says he has to bring a sin offering. He has to bring a chatas. What did he do wrong? So this is actually a dispute what he did wrong, but one approach is the Rambam's approach, which is that what he did wrong was that he deprived himself of for a month of wine. Hashem wants you to enjoy the world, act normal, act as others do, just not to fall into extremes. So the fact that the Nazir spent a month depriving himself of wine, that's considered a sinful behavior. And he has to atone for that because he held himself back for that month. So certainly if you take an extreme and say, my house should be ugly, it should be dirty, it should be falling apart. And that's an ideal, because it's not good to run after money. It's not good to want to be to be showy. I'm going to wear the very, very, torn clothing, etc. These things are not good midos. I'm going to eat only bread and water or nothing else. Those are not appropriate midos. The Rambam says you should only hold back from things the Torah tells you to hold back from. You should only hold back from things that the Torah forbids. You should definitely moderate yourself. But if the Torah allows it, that means that it's something which is open for us to use. As long as we do it appropriately, then we should be using it. And the Rambam, he speaks at length about that. But a person should never torture himself or herself. A person should never... we're not meant to be living a life of deprivation. That's not what Hashem wants out of us. Other religions have ideas of... whether it be the oath of abstinence, whether it be hiding away in caves and depriving and not have drinking wine, or sitting and meditating inside thorn bushes or the like, those are not Jewish ideas. They're not Torah ideas, and because Hashem wants us to take the middle ground. Those are extremes, and the middle ground is that Hashem wants us to enjoy food but moderate our behavior. Hashem wants us to live in a home which is comfortable and which is nice, but not be too showy, too ostentatious, too involved in money. It's able to, the balance that we're always going for. So this is I'm just cutting out snippets from the Rambam. This is the Rambam, Simchus Deos, and this is all the mitzvah, lachta bedracha, you should go in Hashem's ways. Hashem's ways are going to be that way where you have control, when to apply midah, when to use a midah, and even though all of us are created differently, and everyone has these different innate midos, the goal of everybody is to come to some center ground in those midos and to train ourselves to get there. Thank you.
I got to go home and practice.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
The hard part.
That's the hardest part. The hard part.